Thank you very much, Johnny. Well, of course, the Kilbeganey Sevens is not just all about the adult teams that are competing today. Of course, the underage players in both Camogie and Hurling getting their opportunity. And the first winner today was St. Colman's. They won the Joe Galan Camogie final, beating Shamrocks 8-7-2-1. Delighted to be joined by one of their mentors, Cilla Fahey. And Cilla, glorious weather, great opportunity for these young players to display their skills.
Yeah, it's absolutely mighty. This is the second year actually for the Camogie to be involved in the Joe Gillan, and I think it's about time that we had the girls here out on the pitch. It's brilliant. Yeah, we have like 18, 19 girls here on paper for the St. Colman's under 12 squad, which is a testament to the club to have so many girls out playing Camogie. And events like this at Kilbeacon to Hurling Pitch is fabulous. We're only just down the road, so it's just a walk up for us. Yeah, I'd just like to say a massive well done to Shamrocks for coming down here today to us and giving us a great game. And massive well done to Colman's, and best of luck for the rest of the tournament here in Kilbeacon at the Mighty Sevens, and onwards and upwards.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the Camogie is kind of new enough to the setup as well. But even for the players and the work that you're doing in Colman's at the moment, to see the players go out there and express themselves in front of a great crowd, great weather like this, is memories that they will build.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And already the girls have a massive bond. Most of them are together since they're playing under six, under seven, up along. So we've got a few new girls over the last two or three years, a few. Brazilian girls have joined us. As you know, they're a massive community here in Gart with them, and I think it's great to have them involved in the St. Colman's Camogie Club, and we just keep expanding. So,
how important are events like this for developing the game of Camogie in St. Colman's?
Sure, hugely important, and I think the girls just love getting out playing games. It doesn't matter if it's a challenge match or if it's a tournament like this. It's just all about being in the dressing room there with each other and having the crack, and it's no harm to have a win every now and then like that as well. So,
now, Cilla, we're chatting here, and I'm going to let you go because the presentation for St. Colman's beyond the moment. But of course, it's a great day. The senior team are in the Camogie final later on. No doubt some of these players will be staying around and cheering on the adult team.
Oh, for most definitely. We were here late last night watching it, and a lot of these girls were in the semi-final yesterday against Ardrahan. Ardrahan gave us a good game as well. And I noticed that most of these girls hung around to watch the Camogie finals or the Camogie qualifiers. It's brilliant to see, and I think the girls have an interest. It's great to see them watching out for the bigger ladies up ahead, and it's something to aspire to.
I'm still going to go let you enjoy maybe the first part of a double for St. Colman's. Who knows? But well done to yourself, Joe Gillan, Camogie champions.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.